Hello, my name is Kira Baker, and today I will be discussing China's economic growth and what that means for the United States and their neighbors. China has been rapidly growing since the 1980s, and in 2017, China saw a record high growth of 6.9% in its economy, according to the National Public Radio. They've achieved a stable economy and are currently the second largest economy in the world, behind the United States. According to South China Morning Post, China's economy is about two-thirds the size of the United States's, and within the next 10 years, they might kick the United States out of first place. With this newfound wealth, China has invested in boosting its military power, which has caused fear in other major powers such as the United States, but also their neighbors who fear there will be conflict. Trump was the first president since 1971 to refer to China as its rival. While structural realists do not agree on much, they do, however, conclude that the international system is forcing these great powers to compete against each other for power. This international system is the main cause of conflict between world powers. According to offensive realism, great powers want hegemony. They want to be in control of as much land as they can and eventually will want to succeed in achieving global hegemony in order to have no competitors. There have been countries who attempted global hegemony, such as Imperial Japan, Imperial Germany, Nazi Germany, USSR, and according to offensive realism, China will attempt to gain control of Russia and Japan to prevent any threats in Asia. In addition, China will try to remove U.S. military from Asia to make sure there are no threats present. This will most likely cause major conflicts. South China Morning Post states that this is a likely outcome of the growing tensions between the U.S. and China. First, the U.S. and China have yet to agree upon a trade balance, which Trump stated was at the top of his priority list. Second is the new influence coming from China that is from their growth in, well, everything. And finally, South China Morning Post asserts that China and the U.S. both have strong patriotism and nationalism. It's the Chinese dream versus the American dream. Global hegemony usually doesn't make any sense because it's hard to keep people with large distances between them cooperating. Therefore, it would be in China's best interest to not try and globally dominate in all aspects like Nazi Germany wanted. Defensive realism explains China's outcome more optimistically. Defensive realists believe that China will want to compete for power much like the United States, but will need its neighbors in order to keep them in check. They all believe that even with an increase in military and fear from their borders, China will be able to coexist peacefully in order to show they do not want hegemony. Hegemony will only lead to rebellion, which could destroy China as a world leader. Therefore, existing peacefully is in their best interest. In addition, there is also a huge discussion of nuclear power. China could be threatened by the U.S., India, Japan, Russia, and any country that has nuclear weapons or the ability to create them could start a second Cold War with China. It's hard for a country to expand beyond its current borders when there's a huge threat of nuclear war. Overall, China should take a more optimistic approach and do what would be best for everyone. Political leaders between the countries should meet and decide together on policies. Some issues stem from political leaders not stepping up to what they said they would do. When one side is very democratic and the other is communist, there is already skepticism toward the other. Therefore, cooperation and compromise is key in ensuring there will be no huge conflict or war.